Before today's episode, I would like to make an announcement. I apologize for how late this episode is coming out, but I've been very busy. I recently finished my radiology program and took my licensing exam. I chose to focus all of my time and energy into passing, and I'm excited to announce that I passed, and I'm officially a registered radiologic technologist. I'm so thankful for the support I've received, and I look forward to being able to produce more content for the show. So, thank you all for understanding. Today's episode discusses gruesome details of a murder, in which a man uses his mouth to murder and assault victims. Please use discretion before listening to today's episode. Wiggins, Mississippi is a small city located in Stone County in South Mississippi and is very close to where I grew up, so I visited the city quite often. One of my favorite memories is when my best friend's mom, who lived in Oregon, came to visit her, and their favorite movie to watch together had always been Fried Green Tomatoes. The story is centered around a restaurant called the Whistle Stop Cafe. In Wiggins, they actually have a restaurant called the Whistle Stop. So she wanted to go, and we ate, of course, some fried green tomatoes. Mrs. Mary has since passed on, but it remains a favorite memory of mine. God rest her soul. Like many small cities in Mississippi, Wiggins is relatively quiet with a small town feel. However, in 2018, a horrific murder took place on Johnson Road, right outside of the city limits. Cheryl Johnson was a 51-year-old guidance counselor for Hattiesburg High School, and she lived on Johnson Road with her 29-year-old son, Terrell Johnson. Cheryl attended church services like usual on Sunday, June 3rd, where she and a friend made plans to meet up later that day to go over some parts of the Bible together. However, she never heard from Cheryl later that day, and their meeting never happened. Cheryl was very close to her family, specifically her siblings. So when they hadn't heard from her after a few days, they were concerned. They called the house, and they spoke to Terrell. He explained that she was away on a cruise. Cheryl's siblings knew better and immediately phoned the Stone County Sheriff's Department and requested a welfare check on their sister. When Captain Ray Boggs arrived at the home on Johnson Road, he met with Terrell Johnson, who was sitting on his front porch. Boggs asked Terrell where his mother was, to which he replied that she was away with some friends. Boggs pressed him a little further and asked Terrell if he could enter the home to have a look around. Terrell promptly let him inside. As Boggs made his way into the bedroom, he immediately noticed something out of place. Blood was covering the walls, the bed, and the floor, but there was no sign of Cheryl. He went to the backyard where he discovered her body laying on the ground. However, laying 15 feet away on the other side of the privacy fence was her decapitated head. The next morning, during a videotaped interview with Terrell, he confessed to what he had done. He explained that he and his mother gotten into a fight over some credit cards. Things got out of hand, and he attacked his mother by choking her until she stopped breathing. At that point, he began to saw off her head using whatever he could find, a butter knife. After the butter knife failed to work, he used his hands and his teeth to finish cutting off her head. Then he put her remains outside so the house would not smell. During his initial proceedings, he sat with his head down, not speaking a word. But on his way into the courthouse, he yelled out to reporters, "I done it. I plead guilty." Terrell Johnson was the only son of Cheryl and his father, who was a Baptist minister. As a young adult, he joined the Army and served his time, but was later expelled from the Department of Veteran Affairs due to a prior arrest. He held several temporary jobs after his Army service, but never anything permanent. According to all accounts, Cheryl loved her son unconditionally, despite his recent run-ins with the law and his mental health problems. In May 2015, cops attempted to pull Terrell over, but he failed to stop. They confronted him at a gas station after receiving complaints of someone stealing gas. Terrell then led police on a police chase that ended in a standoff. He finally surrendered and was treated for self-inflicted knife wounds. 1 month later, on June 29, 2015, while Terrell was being held at Stone County Correctional Facility, he attacked a fellow inmate named Jerron Stubbs. In this attack, allegedly over a carton of milk, Terrell bit off Jerron's nose and a portion of his lips. Officers rushed Jerron to a local hospital, but was so badly injured that they couldn't do anything for him. So they brought him to a bigger hospital in Jackson, but again, his injuries were beyond their capabilities to repair. Finally, at a third hospital, they found a specialist who performed emergency surgery on his face. He remains physically deformed on the front of his face, nose, and lips. Jerron remains in prison at Oakdale Federal Correctional Facility in Louisiana after he pled guilty to possession with intent to distribute crystal meth. Now, eventually, in 2016, Terrell pled guilty to the charges brought against him during the police chase and was sentenced to 5 years in prison. However, that was suspended to 3 years probation. Terrell's probation officer tried to get the court to send him to prison at that time, but the state would not follow her recommendations. Court records show that Terrell received psychiatric treatment in the past and suffered from chronic delusional disorder. Terrell's defense attorney, Jim Davis, hints at a possible mental instability case for the murder of his mother, stating the history of mental health problems that Terrell suffered from. So, what do y'all think? I think the court really dropped the ball at this one when they suspended his sentence to probation after he maimed another inmate the way he did, showing he clearly was a risk to others and after his probation officer asked them to sentence him to prison. Perhaps he would have received an inpatient level of psychiatric help and the murder of his mother could have been avoided. I guess no one will ever really know, but that's just my opinion. Cheryl Johnson was a wonderful woman and mother who lost her life way too soon in such a tragic way. She is loved and remembered by all who knew her. Terrell was charged with first-degree murder, and his arraignment is scheduled for May 20th, 2022.